95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact. What are you doing, man?
What's happening?
You know,
How was the weekend?
Pretty good. How was yours?
Great.
A little party going on this weekend.
Had a birthday party?
Yeah, you brought in a bunch of leftovers.
I did. I have a lot of chocolate in here. And I have, as you can see, I haven't put it in the kitchen yet. Nor am I going to for a while.
We should take bets on how quickly it'll vanish from the kitchen. I'd say 20 minutes and it's all gone.
I would assume so as well.
It's a lot.
It is. Those kitchens tend to attract.
There's like four radio stations in
ants.
Here. So.
Yes.
Hey, so give me five. I don't know what we're going to do. I thought maybe we should just throw open the doors we do once in a while and say, hey, what do you want to do as a theme?
What do you think is a good theme for Give Me Five?
Yeah.
People call?
Yeah, Marcy will do that sometimes and get some interesting results. So if you have an idea. And you know what? If you come up with a winning suggestion for a theme for Give Me Five, we'll throw in Greta Van Fleet tickets. They're on their Star Catcher World Tour. They're going to be here at the Kia Forum. Tickets right now available at Ticketmaster.com. But if we pick yours, then this Thursday night, you're going to see Greta Van Fleet at the Kia Forum.
So again, we're looking for a topic, a theme for Give Me Five today.
Yeah, call us now, 818-955-KALE.
We have the lottery's up to $1.5 billion.
Unbelievable. It's been really nice knowing you, Kevin. I'm going to win this time.
Ridiculous.
I'm going to win.
You?
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because I have bought a lot of tickets, and I don't think in the last 6 months one of them has ever matched.
Yeah, no.
Not even one.
I think I'm getting to that point, too.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
How far off you can be every time.
Yep.
And I know I sound like an idiot saying that because of the odds, but...
No, but I mean, you would think you'd hit at least one number.
Right. I have the number 16. It's not anywhere to be found. What? Come on now.
Do you play the same numbers every time?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
I do.
You're just like, that's what I always do, too.
People are dumb on the show today.
Right.
One American dollar.
Right.
And an airline pilot has a lot to say to his passengers.
Oh.
And it's kind of annoying, but kind of true.
Oh, really?
It's pretty great.
It's amazing they don't melt down more often.
Yep. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So the Greta Van Fleet Starcatcher World Tour is coming to the Kia Forum. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. But we're thinking about giving away a pair of tickets. If you come up with a theme for Gimme Five today.
Give Me Five is five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme, and we're asking you what that theme should be. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how about some songs about dogs?
Dogs! Songs about dogs.
Dogs! I like that. Dogs.
Interesting.
Title songs.
I'm not sure we've ever done dog songs. What are you thinking of? What do you got one?
Well, you got Three Dog Night.
Oh, there you go.
You got some Led Zeppelin songs.
That's true. That's true. Yep. Black Dog, yeah. All right. Yep. Well, who are you?
I'm Debbie.
Debbie, if we use your idea, we will call you and give you some Greta Van Fleet tickets.
That's what I'm looking for.
Nice.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I have a theme for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, what theme?
Songs with animals in the name.
Songs with animals in the name. Interesting.
Yeah, like War Pigs or Tube Snake Boogie.
Interesting.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. It's funny, you say Tube Snake Boogie, and I wasn't even thinking because I was thinking, but I wasn't thinking snake, and then I think, oh, well, never mind. You know where I'm going with that.
Animals in the title, yeah. I like it.
Who are you?
My name is Debbie.
Wow, that's two Debbies in a row.
How about that?
That's funky. Well, hold on, Debbie, don't go away. We'll get your info, and if we choose yours, then you're off to see Greta Van Fleet this Thursday.
Cool, thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There's an airline pilot that came on and gave some interesting announcements before a flight.
Okay.
All things that you need to hear.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
That
I'm
going to
kind of mumble for no
reason
for the next 20 minutes.
Then he's actually making sense.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Remember, the flight attendants are primarily here for your safety. After that, they're here to make the flight more enjoyable. They're going to take care of you guys, but you will listen to what they have to say because they represent my will in the cockpit or in the cabin, and my will is what matters. Be nice to each other. Be respectful of each other. I shouldn't have to say that. People should treat people the way you want to be treated. But I have to say it every single flight because people don't. And they're selfish and rude. And we won't have it. Okay? Do your stuff. Get it out of everybody else's way. Put your junk where it belongs. Everybody have paid for a space.
All right, listen. He's right.
Yeah, but he's not like
out of people's way, puts your stuff away.
Angry kindergarten principal.
Very much so.
You people are all bad, every single one of you, and you're all...
By the way, they might be.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of the time.
All of them. There's
of course not all of
three.
Them.
Three. on a plane.
But this guy's not done.
No.
Don't lean on other people. Don't fall asleep on other people.
Don't fall asleep on other people. That's I'm all for that. One. That's yeah, a great one. Yes, please. Do not fall
all
asleep.
All these are good.
Them. They are good.
People don't pass out on other people or drool on them unless you've talked about it. And they ever whether it's...
Someone is like, what the...
Jesus, what's happening? This guy
you
won't
usually
shut
get
up.
Dressed down the minute you get on a plane. That's a true. Great way to start your vacation. Hey, we're off to Hawaii. Oh, we all suck.
All right, a little bit of fatherhood here, the other thing. The social experiment on listening to videos on speaker mode and talking on a cell phone on speaker mode, that is over. Over and done in this country.
Did you see 30 Rock when her boyfriend, the pilot, had the meltdown? They were stuck on the runway for like a half an hour,
no,
and then it became an hour. And this is kind of how he was. And it was a good little behind the scenes, but I didn't think this would ever happen in real life.
I mean, what he's saying is right.
Sure.
We don't need to hear your speakerphone, your phone call. We don't need to hear the video you're watching.
But I'd just like to know that we're going to be traveling at 30,000 feet.
That's it.
Yeah. That's really all we need to know.
Nobody wants to hear your video. I know you think it's super sweet. It probably is.
What's going on?
They're still getting on and putting their stuff away. An old man pilot is yelling at them.
Yeah, you're sucking. I'm going to go outside and scream at a cloud.
But it's your business, right? So keep it to yourself. Use your AirPods, use your headphones.
Wow.
That's your business. Okay? It's just part of being a respectful society. Middle seaters, I know it stinks to be in the middle. Raise your hand. Raise them up. Anybody in the middle? Like five people. Yeah, right. That's full. All right, nobody's listening. Fine. You own both armrests. That is my gift to you. Welcome on board our flight.
Wow.
Wait, was that
actually the pilot, though?
Yes.
That was not one of the crew because
Correct.
He said he was in the cockpit.
Yep.
Do we know what airline? I don't know what
we
should
do.
Say. Should we say what airline?
We're not going to say.
We're going to talk about that off the radio.
But that dude, man, everything he's saying was right.
Absolutely.
And yet.
No, that's not the way to start a flight.
You don't need to yell that at people when they can't even really hear you with the speaker system.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody on there, most of them have not done anything. It might have been a nice, quiet
flight. They haven't even started.
Flight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that guy's.
Boo!
Boo on that guy.
Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know. Kevin, is that too judgmental? Are we being judgmental?
You tell me.
Okay.
A man from Georgia was in Florida and broke into a church.
Okay, nope, it's not too judgmental.
Baptizes himself.
It doesn't work that way, buddy.
And then steals the money. He broke into a Panama City Beach church.
Panama!
Derek Porter is his name. He used a cinder block to smash a window at the Emerald Beach Church of God.
Well, you know, you gotta have some insanity in your brain, a little bit of whatever, to pick up a cinder block and hit a church door with it.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, I'll hit a lot of things with a cinder block. I don't know about a church.
Not a church.
Or, yeah, I don't know.
A woman working in the church heard the sound and fled.
Oh, I'm out of here. Oh.
Called the police. While inside, Porter caused approximately $8,000 worth of damage.
Damn, dude.
To the church.
I'm sorry. Dang, dude.
Then loaded several electronics, including a television and a computer, into his truck, along with the church's money bag.
What's the money bag? Who's she?
Keep it in a bag?
Yeah, right.
What? What kind of?
They just throw it over there in the corner. Whatever.
Deputies and officers with the Panama City Beach Police Department descended on the church and arrested him. They said they found meth and drug paraphernalia on him.
Now,
what a surprise.
You've got to be kidding. But what about the baptism? How did that go down?
Power stated that he could not remember what happened during the church, during his time in the church.
I don't remember.
It just happened.
No
memory.
Nope. I don't remember.
He did, however, remember baptizing himself in the church's baptistry pool.
Now, you guys listen up. I baptized myself, so it's all good.
Porter claims something was holding his head down under the water while he was in the pool.
Something was trying to kill me now. I've been baptized, and it's all good now. I've been forgiven for the things that I've stolen. I'm going to keep them, all right? I'm going to take the money bag. I'm just going to walk out the door.
Money bag? Do churches keep their money in a bag?
Yes.
That's weird.
I don't know.
Porter, who was already out on bond for burglary in Georgia, is now charged with burglary of an occupied structure, criminal mischief, possession of meth, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
And just plain being a jerk.
So you tell me if it's too harsh to call that guy dumb.
Nope.
Okay.
From 5150 Summer Nights Van Halen. You know, you got to keep that song in mind, Kevin.
Yep.
For one American dollar later around 5:30 or so.
All right.
That might help you win a buck. That sort of attitude, what he was on about there.
You Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, be ready. Yeah.
All right. A little heads up.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Mega Millions.
Oh, my God.
Up to $1.55
billion. $1.55
billion. Yeah.
If you win and you're the only one, you walk away with how much did you say though?
Well, it's the actual 30 payments a year for 30 years. Or you can take the cash, which is about half. $757.2 million.
Now, usually I don't sniff at that kind of money, but I definitely want the bigger. I want as much as I can squeeze out of it. I don't trust myself. If I take all of it.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say, I can't wait for those 30 payments.
Yeah, I know.
No one ever
says
that.
That's my new job. It's my new paycheck. It's what I, you know, wait for every whatever month. I don't trust myself. I'd blow it all, like, right away.
You can't blow that much money.
Oh, I don't know.
$757 million?
Oh, I don't know. After taxes, then, how much is that? That's just what they give you. Oh, I guess
that's
$194
after taxes. It's a real bummer.
Well, I know what I would do with a large chunk of change.
Like, what would
you do? If we win, when we win this time,
sure,
at $1.55 billion. By the way, we want to know what you will do when you win. 818-955-KLOS. I'm going to buy an island.
You're going to buy an island?
Yeah.
You're going to Jeffrey Epstein this bitch.
Well, I don't know who all will be on the island.
Wow.
Most people will be of age.
Oh,
my
gotcha.
Plan.
Okay.
But, there's this show on, they were doing up until the pandemic, stupid pandemic killed everything, where they were going around all over the world, you know, like house hunters, but it was island hunters, and they were just people buying, and you can buy them for as little as $500,000. Which is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but not if you have $757 million.
Up to millions of dollars. Like these incredible islands out in the middle of, you know, the Mediterranean.
Your perfect idea would be to seclude yourself.
Yeah.
And never run into anybody but your
more
wife.
Humans.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
She and I would be out there kicking back, drinking heavily, you know. That'd be good. That's all I want. I'm going to buy an island. If we win the lottery, we're buying
an
island.
You're buying an island?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I know what I would do with the money.
I do think I would get a private plane.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, really? You want to have a pilot on? Do you want to learn to fly it?
Don't be ridiculous.
Yeah, you just have that pilot.
You
got to
know your limitations.
Is it going to be that pilot we heard from earlier? It's going to just
chew you
out every time you get on the plane? All right, Kevin, you know.
I sure
will. We'll be cruising at 30,000 feet. And Kevin, don't be such an ass.
Wouldn't that be crazy if you could just call him up and go, hey, I'd like to go to New York for, let's say, Tuesday afternoon at 2. All right, great.
I can work that into my schedule for you, Kevin.
That'd be pretty fun.
So, yeah, where would you fly to? Where would be a couple quick destinations?
I don't really know because it's hard to.
Dude, I know you fly to my island.
I would fly to your island.
Yeah.
I would get rejected. You wouldn't let me land.
Get the hell out of here.
Because I'm a human being. You wave me on.
We're out of gas. Help. Nope.
818-955-KLOS. What would you do with the.
Yeah, when you win.
$1.55 billion.
I mean, we have it all worked out. I get a third, my wife gets a third, and then a third is communal. So she does whatever she wants with her third.
Right.
I do whatever I want with my third.
Right.
And then the other third is, you know, we decide together what we're going to do with it.
I gotcha.
Buy an island.
All three of your sides could buy an island.
That's true.
You could, could, and the two of you could together.
Because this is a record jackpot. We're going to win.
Three islands.
So what plans have you made? I know people go into great detail.
Yes, they
plans.
Do.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about what you would do if you win the lottery, which is up to $1.55 billion.
Yeah, it's kind of a moot point because I'm going to win the lottery. I'm winning.
Sure.
It. This is mine. It's
when was the last time you actually bought a ticket?
We bought one for this one.
Did you
every
really?
Time it gets to ridiculous numbers, like we've talked about that before.
Yes, that's
a crazy
mindset.
It's stupid.
Because it starts at 20 million. Like,
which
that's not
right?
enough.
I'm going to sneeze at that.
Right.
Who needs that? I'm going to buy a ticket
for
that.
It has to be over a billion before I buy a ticket.
So, yeah, we got our tickets.
All right, KLOS, who's this?
This is Triple C up in Oxnard. I just wanted to say real quick, thanks for playing My Own Worst Enemy earlier. Our band does that song.
Oh, nice.
What I would do with... What I would do with all that money, I would keep maybe about $2-3 billion of it myself and donate the rest of it.
That's the way it should be, although it's only 1.55.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to work it up to get to that amount and then give it away. But yeah, like to who? What's the charity that it'll go to?
Oh, I'll St. Jude's and probably Muscular Dystrophy.
That's awesome, dude. And St. Sluggo. Don't forget St. Sluggo.
It.
He does a lot of great work
all
for
right.
himself. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello. What would you do if you won the lottery? $1.55 billion.
Wow, I would do the same thing. I'm an introvert, buy an island, and live off the rest of my life there.
But you guys don't think you would ever miss anyone?
I wouldn't. Would you, sir?
Nope.
No family, no friends? This is sad.
Screw them all.
Oh, I'll keep some family, but... You know, I'll make sure I have my own brewery, my own beer game store.
There you go. Out on the island.
Oh, wow, we got a lot of introverts listening.
Well, that's better than a lot of perverts, I guess. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Or is it?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hi there. You win the lottery. Hey. What do you do?
I'm going to live like a politician.
What does that mean exactly?
I won't have to worry about money. It's somebody else's money. And, you know, I'll just live like they do.
I got you.
Go around just, like, making plans but never doing them, promising a lot of stuff but never coming through.
Well, I wouldn't do that part.
Oh, okay. But,
I mean, that's the part that you could accomplish.
That's the fun part, yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Yeah, I would like the idea of not worrying about money. What is that?
Of course.
818-955-KLOS.
What would you do if you won the lottery? $1.55 billion. We're talking about winning the $1.55 billion lottery.
You know, I mean, I'm talking about buying an island. I would definitely do that. It's actually weirdly affordable. It's not as crazy as you think.
Well, with $1.5 billion, everything's...
That's true. But, I mean, also, you know, where's the people buying? You're going to buy a private airplane.
I would buy a jet, yeah.
I just want to hear some really crazy stuff. What would you do? Would you just go bananas and buy something bananas?
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hey, Kevin Fuego.
Hi there.
Hey, what I would do if I were to win that billion, of course, I'd take the lump sum.
Yeah.
And then get all taxes paid. And you think you probably got about $400 million left after that?
700, actually, on this one.
Is that at that point there? I would think about how many years I might have left in my life, say 30 years.
Right.
And I would divide that by that, the amount left, and that tells me how much I could spend a year and not go broke until I die.
See, now, that's what I like people thinking things
through.
So
when you die, you're out.
Yeah, you're broke.
Right?
That's it.
That's quite the plan.
That's kind of the plan, but, you know, whatever's left over, hey, family, you get it.
If you're still super healthy, though, and you've run out of money, I guess it's time to Thelma and Louise it.
Yeah. Well, I got an expiration date on my birth certificate, so.
Nice. Right on, dude. Thank you for coming. Colin, that's awesome. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You won the lottery. What do
Yay!
You do?
Yay! Well, good for you.
Yeah, right. That would be a first for me. So, pretty much first, I would probably pay off my debt.
Yep.
And then fix my car to where it's actually legal to drive around.
Would you not get a new car?
You wouldn't buy a new car?
No, it has sentimental value to me.
Okay.
So, you know, like, well, I mean, I guess I would buy a new car. I'd just keep the old one and fix it. So,
there you go.
Know.
I got you.
Right. And then I would just probably buy like a $200,000 house out in Texas and then just not work for the rest of my life.
The downside of that is you're in Texas.
I love Texas. So I don't see any problem.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you guys still taking calls on the lottery?
Yep.
Yeah, what would you do if?
Oh, man, I've got a lot of cousins and a lot of lifelong friends. I would just, like, carve myself out a nice piece and then just retire everybody.
Yeah, that's what we have a friend, and she's determined to do that if she wins. She's just going to pay off all her friends and family's debts and everything, and then just make sure everybody's all set.
And then get in a commune
and
live with each other.
That's
and then
kind of the plan.
Incest.
Up
and
in Malibu. What? Well, I don't know about the incest part.
What? Who said incest?
I don't know about the commune, but I don't need houses all over the globe. I could stay at a nice hotel, you know?
Yeah, I love a nice hotel. I prefer that anyway.
Yeah, agreed.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Then you can also see what it's like. You know, is Paris burning today? Should we go or not?
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hi
what
there.
Are you going to do with all the money you win from the lottery?
I would do animal advocacy, and my main one would be trying to stop the dog and cat meat trade in Asia.
Nice. I love it. That's great.
That is a great
idea. I love that
goal.
Idea. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Look at all the animals that could benefit. Come on, lottery. 818-955-KLOS.
You win the lottery. What do you do?
$1.55 billion tomorrow. Jackpot. Winner, winner, winner. Jackpot. Ding, 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 ding.
I don't think we have a winner.
Ah, man. Someone's going to win.
The drawing's not till tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
I can't wait.
Mega Millions is up to $1.55 billion.
I mean, why even call it Mega Millions anymore?
Right, Mega Billions.
Yeah.
And we're asking what you would do with the money.
Hi. What I would do with the money is I would have Veterans Affairs, like foundations for vets. And I would also do, like, I've been in higher ed for 23 years, so I would have like a foundation for kids that are really smart that don't have money, and of course pay all my friends' debts and retired everybody.
Love it.
I get lots of plastic surgery.
Well, $1.55 billion ought to cover it. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay off all my family's debt for sure.
Right.
Give it to Children's Hospital, and then blow the rest. I blow all my money all the time.
Yeah. There you go.
You would have to really work to blow that much money.
That'd be a good work.
Oh, my God. You don't even know. I'm 60 years old next month, and I don't have a dime.
That sounds a little too familiar.
Yeah.
Right on, dude. Yeah, thank you for calling, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, yes. I'm calling for what I would do for my lottery.
Yes. If you won the lottery, what would you do?
I would do the rock and roll tour, where I would go to Bonnaroo, Bottle Rock, Coachella, five-star hotels all the way for me and the wife.
Oh, sweet. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been a nice gated community with like 12 or 13 houses for friends and family. Everyone could have their own house and be near each other, have a little commune, almost like a commune, but less hippie.
more butlery.
But anyway, you guys are doing great work.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. We're trying to get everybody to win.
Thank you. Yeah, we're all winning. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling, dude.
Anybody that wins shares it with everyone. Yeah, That's what we're saying, right?
With us.
Right.
Yeah. Hello, KLOS.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi there.
What are you going to do with all the money you win tomorrow?
Buy KLOS and give everybody a raise.
Yeah!
Now we're talking. Somebody finally is talking some sense.
Woo!
Well done.
We don't need fries, Keith. We're good.
Alligator.
We are doing songs with animals in the title. 818-955 KLOS.
Alligator Rock.
Thank you to KLOS listener Debbie for giving us this one.
Yeah. It's animal style Gimme Five, as suggested by Debbie.
She said, why not theme of animals in the song title?
And as a result, she picked up some Greta Van Fleet tickets. They are out on their Starcatcher World Tour. They're going to be at the Kia Forum this coming Thursday. Tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster.com. But because she suggested it, she got herself some tickets to the show.
As me in Culver City said, Hera the dog, Nazareth.
After Elton John?
It works.
Wow, Esme, good idea. Hair of the dog, KLOS.
Hey, for the songs with the animals, I was thinking, would you guys do some Iggy Pop? How about I Want to Be Your Dog?
Yeah, I Want to Be Your Dog. Love it. Actually,
all right.
What's his name? Gary Oldman did actually pretty good cover of it in Sid and Nancy. Yeah, exactly.
Nope.
All right, Iggy and the Stooges, I Want to Be Your Dog.
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. You're doing great.
All right. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Who's this? Is Sungo? Or is Brian?
Yes,
it's Brian.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
You know.
Stuff.
Hanging and banging. Man. What's going on with you?
Kicking back in a home hostel. I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's pretty good. No problem. So how are you guys doing, man?
Well, we're doing a little countdown songs about animals or animal-related songs or whatever. What do you got? You got anything like that?
Oh, shit. I don't know, man. I'm kind of wondering, I like to get, go to my, shaman, what the f***, white rabbit?
I need a dollar.
Well, it's a good thing I stopped by the bank on the way in, actually got a dollar bill.
All right.
I had to go up to the teller and say, I need to withdraw $1, please. if you got kids in the car right now, have them tune out and close their ears. I'm going to say something terrible, some bad words, and I don't want the kids to hear it.
It's not what you think.
Back to school.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It is the worst,
I hated it so much as a kid.
Although I liked... You're going to hate me for this.
Oh, no. What are you saying?
I liked school. Because I had a lot of friends there.
I had a lot of friends, too, but I hated it.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
All right. Dropped out.
All right.
So I figured, you know, since this is the last week of summer vacation for LAUSD, sadly, which is just sad. They have to go back to school next week. I found a top 10 list. And kids answered this, what is the worst thing about back to school?
What age kids?
Pretty much like grade school and junior high.
So
think back, you school-loving freak you, when you weren't happy about...
I didn't love the school part. It was the social part.
I loved, yeah, me too.
Homework. Number one, show me homework.
Absolutely on the list. It's number two, actually.
Two?
Yeah, number two.
There's something that they responded
more. Yeah, than homework.
Oh,
boy, I hated
it. Wow.
When did you start having to do homework? They started handing out in third grade for me, I recall. And I was like, this sucks.
I mean, I don't remember.
If they can't fill in their time at school, then I'm not doing it
You're not doing it at home?
That was at the beginning of my hatred of school.
What do kids hate more than homework?
Yeah. Now, just think, this is an overall, you know, the whole kit and caboodle about this time of the year.
Getting up early.
Getting up early is on the list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two for two.
The way they put it, you have to get back on the school schedule.
Yes.
I was so happy to be staying up till midnight as a
of course.
Very young kid, actually. Two for two. Well done.
Getting in trouble or detention.
Getting in trouble or detention. That's funny your mind would go to that.
What?
It's not on most kids' minds.
That's what they don't like.
But it is on mine.
Yeah,
it was always on mine, too.
You don't get to play with your friends.
You don't get to play with your friends.
Enough.
Yeah.
Playing with your friends enough.
I can't
you
say
can't.
That that's really on the list as such.
I mean, it's in there somewhere.
It's kind
you could bend it to fit one.
I'm trying to see.
You don't get to play with your friends. You yeah. have to stop playing with friends outside of school. And so you don't get to spend your time in school
yeah.
playing.
It's not on the list, really. It's
son
not
of
on
a
the list.
Bitch.
Sorry. I know. I was really trying to bend some of these to make it
wow.
fit for you. Because that makes sense to me. Although all my friends were at school. I didn't really have any friends in the neighborhood of any place I lived.
Oh, you didn't? Oh,
okay. Not really, no. I lived in, well, you know, on the desert. I mean, literally in the desert.
You hate teachers.
You hate teachers is on the list!
Yes!
So you just got one more and you're good to go, man.
One more?
But you also just get one more. You
oh,
have to get it right
man.
For this one.
Yeah.
When but you hate the teachers.
About... school.
Yeah. I'm going to give you that dollar, man. There's no point in me going to the bank and drawing out a dollar if I can't give it to you. What am I going to do with this stupid thing?
But I got to get one more, and I don't know. Because I already said you can't play with your friends. You got to get up early. You hate teachers. You
homework.
Hate homework.
You said, yeah.
Is studying different than homework?
I did say that's in the same.
So okay.
Really, yeah.
Not enough recess.
Not enough recess. So,
boom!
Yeah. Nope. Oh. Drunken judge.
So I didn't
Drunken judge. No, man. It's rough. So number 10 is a fact, knowing that you have 9 to 10 months now of work ahead of you. So that was
okay.
kind of close in there.
Yeah, that's
that was number 10. Number 9, you can't get back on your school schedule having to get back
right.
up early. Being the new kid.
Or being the new kid.
Meeting new kids.
Like sure.
Like new kids in your class or, oh, who's this jerk?
That could be disturbing.
Yeah. Number 7, you hate your teachers.
Yep.
Number 6, you hate the school itself
oh.
that you're going to.
Huh.
I had a couple that I really hated.
I'm the whole like, school.
Yeah. Just hated it there.
Huh.
Number 5, I love this one. I think this one hits home the best for me. You hate the back to school commercials. You can't watch TV or do anything
that is
without
true.
Some idiots on the radio talking about going back to school.
That is true.
It sucks.
We're those idiots.
The fact that it is still actually summertime is one thing that sucks.
Well, it is moving closer and closer to summer. It used to be after Labor Day.
Right. But so now, this,
yeah,
that's
now
why kids are saying that. It's still
early
actually
August.
Technically
okay.
summer. So then you have to tackle your least favorite subjects like math.
Right.
That's kind of your work one. That was pretty close.
I mean, I would give that to me.
Yeah. I would.
You have to do your least favorite
Yeah.
study?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? I'll give you that.
I'll take it.
It's number 3.
I mean,
it's more like you're afraid of those subjects you couldn't do, and you're on. Number 2 is homework, like you said.
What's number 1?
Number 1, and I love this, and it totally makes sense. Just the fact that the season of summer itself, this time of the year is ending.
Really? Summer is over is number 1?
Isn't that weird?
Really?
Well, that's what they said. I don't know.
Ridiculous.
But you got a dollar!
I did.
You're rich!
I don't need to buy the lottery ticket. Who wants to go search for a monster? Who's in?
This is near and dear to your heart.
I have been to the Loch Ness.
You have.
And I have looked for the Loch Ness monster.
You truly have.
Which,
it's not
by,
a joke.
By the way, they're making a big deal out of inviting people to go on this new hunt for
yep.
the Loch Ness monster, which
all
really hasn't been seen since it was first seen in 1933. And if you haven't seen the picture, it just looks like a shadow giraffe in
I mean,
shallow water.
Of all the
kind of.
Bigfoot sort of, you know, UFO sightings,
right.
the video of that one is a little better than most because it does look
is
like
it?
A two
no.
little. It's not because they're all terrible, but it's probably the best of the best. Well, I don't know.
Maybe.
Bigfoot
know.
One's pretty good.
We went there and we went to the headquarters. We'll play this
okay.
news piece.
Calling all monster hunters, the Loch Ness Center in Scotland looking for volunteers to join an effort to search for the infamous Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie.
Putting out the call to help them put on the largest search since the 1970s, the tourist attraction also saying they plan to employ drones that will produce thermal images of the lake. The search for Nessie planned for August 26th and 27th.
Yeah, of course, they mentioned that it's the tourist board, which is certainly, right. I mean, it's a scientific expedition, I'm sure.
Yeah, we were there. We went out on a boat looking for the Loch Ness Monster.
Ladies and gentlemen, pay close attention to these next words. It's crazy.
They gave us guns.
They gave you guns.
And we shot them into
live ammo.
It is the...
Into the lake.
Deepest...
Darkest?
Yeah, very dark. Like, you can't see under... If you put your hand 2 inches under the top, you wouldn't be able to see
it. Wow, that's amazing.
It's really like, you're never... I don't want to ruin anybody's fun, but there's no monster in there.
I mean, you know, saw Jaws. Sheriff Brody was shooting his sidearm at the shark and did nothing.
Do
you think you could have killed Nessie, though? You think maybe accidentally? What if you hit her in the head?
And I will tell you this, that the... headquarters of this, they do have a really crappy shop where they have like dice, Loch Ness Monster dice,
right,
and like Loch Ness Monster ashtrays and condoms. Like, it's really like,
did you not bring home condoms? Because that's awesome.
They didn't have my, I just threw that in there because I wanted them to have them. But no, there's nothing there and it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's not even good. You go there and you go, whoa. This
is boring.
What? Really?
Do you think they're still handing out guns to tourists like they did to you?
I doubt it. It's not a great idea.
That is one of the more outrageous stories. You've got quite a few, and that one's up there.
We were shooting into the nest, the Loch Ness.
At Nessie.
At Nessie.
The beloved creature from below.
Right.
And I love that.
We didn't get anything. 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. And people are dumb. A guy from Georgia broke into a church in Florida, baptized himself, and then stole their money.
The money bag, apparently.
We talked to people about what they would do if they won the lottery, which is up to $1.55 billion. And there was a lot of family cultish calls.
You know, you people are very responsible. I was like looking for the buying the hookers and coke.
I'm
and
gonna going to pay off my bills and then I'm going to sit there and figure out what to do.
I'm going to take care of my family. Well, salute to you. Well
and tomorrow we resume giving away tickets to our second annual KLOS Invasion of Disney California Adventure.
Damn straight. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Anyway, I was calling about the take your daughter to lunch at the pizza lunch at the Viper Room.
Oh, no, actually, that's ancient history. That's totally over now. In fact, actually, that never even happened, sir.
As long as I got you on the phone, if anybody has bunions or corns or something, I'm a podiatrist, and so I'll be willing to take on any of those.
Well, now it's a party.
Remember the animated movie Heavy Metal? It was released on This Day in Rock in 1981. ZZ Top's Eliminator album was certified diamond for selling 10 million copies in the U.S. alone on This Day in Rock in 1996. It was on This Day in Rock in 2008 at Madison Square Garden in New York City that the Police wrapped up their reunion tour, their first tour since 1986.